Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Gail, I'm returning a call I got from Joy concerning a disputed amount that's going to be refunded to me. And she just wanted me to call back to confirm it or address that issue with her before they issue the refund. So I was talking to Joy. She's very familiar with
You
my situation.
called. Okay, so can you repeat that for me? I'm so sorry.
I was talking to Joy yesterday about an issue, a disputed amount. She's agreed that the merchant would refund half the disputed amount, and she just wanted to confirm to talk about the method of refund.
Okay, you called us today?
No, yesterday.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
40201.
4201. That's four numbers.
4024. I'm sorry. 40241.
402401.
40241.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had my hands doing other things, and my mind wasn't doing it correctly.
May I have your first and last name?
That's John Rice, R-I-C-E.
You said Lawrence?
John Rice, R-I-C-E.
Okay, can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
It's 3312 Hillvale Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40241.
Okay, so you called us today?
No, I called you yesterday. Even a day before that, or a couple days before that, even. This is a continuation of a call that started then. But yesterday, we had agreed that the merchant would refund amount that has been disputed, and all she was calling back today is to confirm the method of the refund different than what she had told me yesterday.
Okay,
so she said call back. So she said call back to confirm it, and we'll issue the refund by way of carding.
Okay, so you're getting a refund from your bank and us?
No, I'm going to get a refund from you, from the merchant that you represent. Going to be refunded a certain amount to me.
Okay, I'm not understanding what you're saying, sir. Did you get a new card?
No, this was about a disputed purchase last couple weeks ago.
I see that, sir. I'm just
okay,
confused
and
with the refund
it
part.
Was never received, and it was you had debited my account for a given amount that I never authorized. So after discussing it for probably 45 minutes with the young lady and the merchant, whoever that might be, the merchant agreed to refund half the disputed amount, which came to $33.66. The last thing she told me yesterday was they would do an e-check refund by way of email. It's called e-check. I'd never heard of it before, but she said that's what they were going to do. She called back today and said they cannot do it that way. They have to do it in another way. And they proposed to do it by way of the card that was pinged on the initial purchase.
Card ending in 8222?
Yes. That card has been taken out of service.
Okay, wait. Did you call your bank and see if they?
No.
Okay, we have not issued the refund yet.
I agree.
And they have here that they tried to call you on the 13th. Your line was busy, and there was no option to leave a voicemail.
No, they left a voicemail. They left a voicemail. That's why I was returning that voicemail from 12:50 this morning, this afternoon. I'm just doing what the request was on the voicemail, to return your call so we can discuss the method of refund.
So you want me to change your card number to the new card number?
I'm not going to give you a new card number. She said I wouldn't have to give a new card. They'd refund it to the old card number, and the bank would automatically transfer it to the new card. And I said, well, I've never heard of that being done, but she said that's what they proposed to do.
Okay, well, I can refund you now to that card ending in 8222. They will have to handle that as far as them getting your money back. We just refund.
Okay, that's what I think she was proposing to do. She just wanted to let me know the method that she was going to do, which is different than we had agreed to yesterday. So if she can just, and you can just refund it back to the 8222 number, as a credit, even though that card is out of service now.
I get what you're saying, sir. I get what you're saying. Okay. You still have the same routing and bank number. I understand. Just a new card.
Yeah.
Okay, so you was refunded $33.66. It should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I'll contact the bank to have them understand that it's going there. And I wish she had just done that yesterday. It would have been a lot easier, but maybe she didn't know any difference. So, okay, I appreciate your understanding, and if I have any issues, I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.